Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Well, he's back in the chair and back on the air.
New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. And as the song says, I am back.
You're back. We get the extended mix today. The director's cut.
That was the director's cut. Yes, exactly. All right, Dan. I have to say, I'm loving the weather.
Yesterday was nice, right?
Yeah, colder than I expected.
It was
bright sun in the afternoon.
It kind of felt like fall with the breeze.
Yeah,
I agree. That kind of breeze always makes me think fall. It was cool. You know, anytime we don't hit 70 degrees now, it's unseasonably cool.
Okay.
And there's only one day of the next seven that we're actually going to hit 70s,
really?
And that's Sunday. Mother's Day Sunday is the only warm day coming
Will
up
Will that
here.
Come with sun?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good. So it'll be a nice day.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be a nice day.
Describe the wet, though, on Saturday. I'm actually just selfishly thinking of my 4 a.m. drive into New York.
Absolutely. Conditions will vary depending on time and location. So
Got early morning,
you'll actually have a shot at dry weather because I don't think the rain really ramps up until like 8 or 9 o'clock tomorrow
perfect.
Morning. Looks like the steadiest rain has actually nudged a little later, too. So, you know, the steadiest, heaviest, most widespread rain tomorrow is going to be like 1, 2 o'clock. And that's going to be centered especially over the northern half of the state. South Jersey, you have a shot at like an almost completely dry morning tomorrow, but eventually it's going to fill in. Everybody gets wet eventually tomorrow.
Got it.
It's just a matter of when and how long. But
drought buster. This is just...
No, not this one.
Rain.
But the thing is, this is just one in a series of storm systems. You know, we have tomorrow and then Sunday night into Monday. And then there's another one next week, Wednesday into Thursday. And each one of these, you know, quarter inch, half inch, inch.
Yeah,
they're all going to add up. And
it's good news. We need it.
We do need it.
Yeah.
And last year, May was the wettest month of the year. May was our drought buster last year. And this year, we're kind of falling into the same pattern. And that's okay. If we could actually get some wet weather here before summer hits.
I was going to say, let's have it now before school lets out and everybody's thinking about summer vacations.
Well, because if we still have drought conditions leading into summer, that's bad news bears. Like, when you have drought leading into summer, that's when you have really bad wildfire risks. That's when you have water restrictions because the reservoirs start to run dry.
Yeah.
That's when you don't want drought. So I would love to see those reservoirs nice and full, the soil nice and moist. Let's get some rain this month. This is fine. Yeah,
this is
fine.
We will take it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
Jen, what was that report of that you were talking about the... people having things stolen out of their gym lockers?
Oh, yeah. This happened in Walt Township. Yeah.
So just a chain gym and just people are like, what was the...
So it's the Genesis Health Club. It's part of the Atlantic Club in Manasquan Wall. Yeah. But it unlocked this bigger scheme. Like they thought they were arresting these guys on just, they were stealing stuff out of gym lockers, which that did happen. And then they found out it was leading to like this, what they were calling a big bust cellular scheme. So they were taking credit cards and cash and passports and driver's licenses out of these lockers. And then
were they cutting them or were people leaving them in the locker without a lock?
I don't know. I know one of the suspects either, I guess, belonged to the gym because he went in the front, checked in.
Yeah.
And then he went, I guess, like a side door or back door and let the other guy in.
So he could have also had a master key.
Correct.
Right.
But I know a lot of people that leave their stuff in gym lockers. They don't lock them. So it's very easy to open a locker, and here, oh, look, there's a duffel bag full of stuff.
Like yoga here, there, I don't use any locker. I show up in yoga stuff. I don't bring my phone. Sometimes I bring my phone in if I have to leave early, and I'll put it, wrap it up because it gets really hot in the room. So I wrap it in whatever sweatshirt I brought to, out from outside. But that's it. Car keys and, but even when I travel, so yoga in the studio in London, I lock it because you have to. It won't close. You have to
that's smart. Yeah.
Right. Like it's costs you a pound, but it's a coin. Yeah. So you put the coin in and you have the key and the key pops out. But then I'm thinking, even there, I only bring my phone.
Yeah.
I don't bring credit cards or a passport or anything else.
Yeah, I don't know. Credit cards, passports and driver's licenses people are going to have. And then they were taking that personal info and they were opening up all these cellular accounts to finance iPhones and iPods and AirPods. And then they would abandon the accounts and not make any payments on them.
Unbelievable. And then how much money do they think they stole?
I don't have that. I don't know that information either. That's part of the ongoing investigation.
How many guys got arrested?
Two of them, one from Manasquan and one from Howell. And they're one 26 and one's 35. God. They're young guys.
Think about 26 now. Your life is wrecked.
Yeah, right?
So stupid. How much? For what? Right? How much money could you possibly made? And I don't know. Really, just dumb. I hope, but I hope they throw the book at these guys. I think the idea that you have fewer and fewer, I'm not going to use the word safe spaces, but fewer and fewer places that you feel less your security is at risk, right? Like now,
you can't even go to the gym and just put your stuff inside and go do what you want to do. That. Right.
I mean, I'll say this. I was at, went to my son's gym in California. Last time I was in San Diego. I didn't lock anything. I just put, but it was, I went in the sauna. So I took my shoes and shirt. Yeah. I put that and I'm like, who's going to steal that?
Right. Right. Right.
Right? But now that was actually what got me thinking that I need an Apple Watch because I left my phone at home.
That makes sense.
Because I didn't want to lock it. So I don't know. I'm starting to think about the Apple Watch now. That's another story. Question for you. Have you been ripped off like that? I mean, I don't know. I now have one of those Amazon boxes with the code in front of my house. So I'm doing that now to make sure they're not stealing stuff off my porch, and I live on a street where there's very little traffic,
right?
And the cameras, there's so many cameras that people don't stop. And I'm even noticing the Amazon guys pulling up on the street, and now people they're using the box, which is really good. Yeah. But what steps have you taken? Have you ever had your stuff stolen in a gym? Are you like me? You kind of err on the side of trusting people that no one's going to go through your gross gym stuff and think who does that in a public space like that? Have you ever had your stuff stolen? And when you go to the gym today, you going to bring a lock? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 617 is the time. Traffic on with the next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
Jersey. 6:24 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So it feels like fewer and fewer places that you can feel secure. I take for granted the storage at a gym or yoga. I mean, I have to tell you guys, at our yoga studio, like there's no lockers. They're just the cubby holes. Like you're in a school, the boxes. And I don't use it, but I would. People actually, it's such a trusting environment that people leave their cell phones sometimes out in the main hallway charging while they're in the hot room. I've never I don't know, how long have I been practicing hot yoga, 6 years now, 6-7 years. never heard of anyone taking anything. And I think that's the difference. You know, so the yoga community is maybe it's just different than the gym. I don't know. You know, in this case, it was a scheme that was uncovered. You know, talking about the Atlantic Health Club and the two guys that got arrested, 26 and 35, stealing cell phones and stealing credit cards and opening accounts. I mean, there was a whole string of fraudulent activity that that they're being charged with. But that said, when I almost never leave valuables in a locker, but if I do, I'll lock it. My cell phone is probably the only thing that I would make sure is locked and secured, but I can count on one hand the times I've done that. Oftentimes, I'll just have my cell phone with me, even if I'm, you know, using the gym. You know, and when I travel, I stay at hotels that have a gym, so I can get a workout in the morning. But I either leave the stuff in the room or I have the cell phone with me. What about you? Do you belong to a gym? Are you in a group setting where there's the level of trust that we have in the Breathing Dragon yoga community, where I've never heard of somebody lifting a cell phone or anything else? We leave our shoes at the front door. So like there's no secure, we just trust one another. And that includes welcoming new people into the community. So I don't know. It's kind of a foreign concept for me. I don't even think about it, but I also don't go to a gym unless I'm traveling. So how about you? Have you had anything stolen in a public place like that? And have you joined the ranks of those of us that now have an Amazon box at the end of the driveway to encourage deliveries to just be left there so no one's pulling all the way into my driveway? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:27 is the time. Jen Arcillo with your news next. Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady, and as the song says, I am back. Jill Myra rocking out to this one. A little more country flair to this version.
Totally. I could see Kid Rock doing it, too.
I could see Kid Rock doing it.
Or Luke. I don't know. That sounded a little bit of like a Luke of a Jason Aldean kind of.
I don't know. At first, I didn't like it because I am so used to the first one.
It's got a rockabilly twang to it, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Not a fan.
Country. Yeah.
Did you like the second version? Wait, what was the one we played this morning, Kathy? Let's hear that real quick.
Yeah.
Because we gotta pick one.
I'm not a country fan, so I don't like it now.
I feel bad for producer Thomas because he's like, why did I even bring it up?
I like the original.
Well, this is the original open.
The extended version.
The original guitar.
That's good, right?
I like that.
Back in the chair.
But this is a different version. You like it?
This sounds like Maroon 5.
Oh, it does sound like Maroon 5.
You get Adam Levine to sing this for you.
This one has a nice backup chorus, too. There's no
debate. I like
the background singers are good. See, you both like this.
Wait for the background singers. Here they come.
This is better for Steve Trevelise. This is brighter.
You can see the hands up.
Oh my God, they're in choir robes.
They're definitely in choir robes.
That was
but
my Jen idea,
and
the choir
hands
robes.
In
all right,
the
so,
air.
Let's
so
do it.
Now, all right, so that's version two. You heard version three, which is country.
Nah.
Now, Kathy, let's hear the first one. The original.
Shorter one?
Yeah, the OG.
Standby, the well, OG.
This is the OG.
That's the original
the short,
is part of the extended version. It takes the middle of the extended version, and that's the song.
Well, it's a little
you
different.
Listen to it.
This version.
Well, listen, this is this. Go ahead.
This version has the same guitar and the same vocalist, but it's shorter.
Yeah, the guitarist is very good in this.
I like the guitar.
Talented guy. Young guy. He's got a whole story.
Right to it.
Right.
But the background singers are not as prominent.
Well, the whole thing, the lyrics. In there. The lyrics are the issue.
Because I'm back.
Yeah.
I've been back for 8 months.
You're back in the chair.
Exactly.
Back in the chair.
That was a good one.
Back on the air. And fighting for the Garden State.
Right. But unless Dennis is filling in.
Unless Dennis is filling, then I'm not back.
Then he's like, Bill is out.
We probably need that. All right, so maybe we should talk to the band. I think we need a Bill is out version.
Bill is out. Because, you know,
my gosh.
Like,
when I'm not here.
It's funny how Bill listeners freak out because Judy is on vacation this week, right? But
no need EJ to shout.
Has been saying, Judy's on PTO. Well, it's
heard
blowing
him say
the
that
mind
the
of people, right? So you were like,
oh,
wait,
yeah.
What's
I
that?
Actually looks, heard that.
It sounded like curious, right?
Why did he say that? Do you know? Did you ask him?
I do not know, but all I know is that, you know, our manager who has to take in all the listeners' comments, you know, from
Annette?
The app chats.
And what'd she tell you?
She said, oh my gosh.
People are freaking out?
What happened? Like, Judy's.
Why?
Because I said to her, I think it's because EJ is saying, Judy's on PTO.
Well, because that's
so people
what she
think maybe
said.
She got hurt?
She said
a little
that.
Sus.
Right. Yeah. It's not. She just, Judy.
Who
just,
even uses that word? I don't even use
Judy
that around
just,
here. I'm thinking PTO day.
She accrued so many days. She
what
just
does it say for? Is it personal time off?
Or paid time off?
Paid time off, personal time off. I have no idea.
The point is, the woman's on vacation. Leave her alone.
Is she, or is something else
but
afoot?
The thing is, but
she's
when,
fine.
When Bill is out.
Oh, well, that was funny because, yeah, Dan
out.
Was having a play on that one. He's
well,
out.
Because, you
like
know,
out the door.
I tend to be a little controversial.
No,
so,
stop it. Not you.
So
come
when
on.
When I take a day off, there's a solid faction on social media that celebrates to, like, maybe he finally got fired.
As he said, I tend to be his shoulders went all the way up to his ears.
I tend to be controversial.
A little bit.
And what do they do when you're off? They do what?
What's that?
What do they do when you're
no,
off?
No, there's a group on social media, and it's not always the same person, but
they
celebrate.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice.
I had a feeling our DJ had something up his sleeve.
You know what? I walked right into that.
He did.
Okay, go on.
Like that, though. It was well played. Well timed. Thank you, Kathy.
That makes me want a delicious beverage. If only Cool in the Gang, somebody from Cool in the Gang created a delicious
right?
beverage.
Like a champagne.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Look cool.
Goes with the cheesesteak. Now I'm
champagne?
Hungry.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Champagne is like it's celebratory.
Champagne is universal. It goes with everything.
Goes with everything.
Yes.
Shrimp,
hot dogs.
Pasta.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, scrapple.
Right. If you're from Trenton, and when I grew up, we had champagne.
What's champagne?
Champagne
exactly.
was this awful combination.
What the hell is that?
It was beer and champagne. It was
oh,
called champagne.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's
when you grew
vile.
Up in that area, you could smell it on the weekends like they were brewing it. And it was like,
really?
It was a strange.
Have you had it
smell.
In your adult life?
I don't
and what
think it
beer would
anymore.
You mix with champagne?
I don't think any beer would be good
champagne.
Enough to mix with champagne.
It was delicious. Excuse us. Kathy's got her phone in Bill's face. So
there's always side conversations.
Jen and I will just.
So wait a minute. Champagne, explain this to me now because I'm thinking, what beer would you pair with it?
That might be an Eric Scott question.
Maybe a Mercer County person can chime in or a Trenton person.
Yeah, who grew up with champagne?
The factory was huge right by the Trenton Stadium.
Oh, so it's a thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, like where
wait. I assumed it was just Trenton. You're hanging out and you're like, hey. You got your beer in my champagne.
Oh,
you got your champagne in my beer.
Like an Arnold
Let's
Palmer.
Call it champagne.
Yeah.
And it's a weekend. So this is an actual thing?
Google it right now.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Like an Arnold Palmer, I guess you're
but
saying.
Was this,
that was,
this is a South Jersey thing?
So
there
was a place that made it?
Central.
Central Jersey, okay.
Champagne.
But we didn't have that.
Oh, my God. Champagne malt liquor.
And it, what was
you're
it
not
Should
kidding.
We make
it's
it?
Called the...
No,
champ-
it sounds disgusting.
I think we have to try it, though.
Yeah.
All right, guess what? It started. Yeah, it was Metropolis Brewing Company, Lamberton and Layler Streets in Trenton.
Oh,
yeah.
And then
Right by the Trenton Stadium. Okay. I remember
how about
the
that? 1939.
I love
Did they
how
still
it,
make it?
I love how I no. put, how I looked it up and it said it's a sparkling malt liqueur produced since 1939, known as the Poor Man Champagne.
Can we get some? It looks
there's
like
there's got to be somebody in the Trenton area that can find champagne.
All right, I oh.
Yeah. Look at the building.
How
see,
about that?
Because it was painted. I don't know if you can see my screen. It was painted on the side of the building.
Yeah, I had no idea that was a thing. Yeah. All right. So anybody remember the old champagne? And have you had that? I don't know. I kind of want to try it now. I
mean, it's still in production today.
In Virginia. They say they moved to Norfolk.
Mm. That makes sense.
What? How did that happen? What Trenton makes, the world takes. Anyway, what bizarre booze combination are you going to entertain this weekend? 1-800-283-101.5. It's champagne. It's what's for Mother's Day brunch. 646. Fast traffic and some weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Arrow. .653 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia, and I am back from the break talking about champagne. I don't know. Got a comment from Ken in Mercer on the app chat. It was champagne and Delaware River water. The stuff was horrible. Yeah, I'm probably with you, Ken, on that. Let's go to Juan and Roselle. Juan, you got a different take on champagne. What's going on?
Good morning, Bill. How you doing? Happy Friday, brother.
Happy Friday, man. How you doing?
Good, puppy. Good. In the tunnel going into the city. Time to make the donuts again.
Yeah. You know what? I'll be following that tomorrow morning, 4 a.m., heading in. It's all
I
good.
Hear you, puppy.
It's all
you.
Good. You got to work,
right? Hey, listen, welcome to America.
That's right. And in Jersey, you got to work extra. It's, the weekend work pays.
Twice as hard.
Right. Weekend work is paying my extra tax bill every year. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh,
anyway,
God,
so champagne, you remember it?
Yes, I did. I go back in years, and those were my teen years, and it was a combo as compared to today's White Claw, as to say, White
yeah,
Claw?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
one of those.
I hate
but
that
it was,
crap. Right?
It was a malt liquor. It was white and pink champagne. Very, very girlish and very sweet.
The girly drink. I love it. I think that yeah, with all the stuff today. Right? Yeah. I mean, when I was, I don't know, when we were young, when we first started drinking and, you know, of course, we're all underage in high school. It was whatever you get your hands on. So listen, if somebody had given a champagne, we would have had that. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Right?
I got to drink Thunderbird and White Rose, white Irish Rose.
I don't know that. The Thunderbird, I remember, though. That's rough. That's
God,
harsh.
That's the bottom of the barrel. Dude,
we used to buy the cheapest beer. When I was in college, the cheapest beer in Boston was Black Label. Remember Black Label? Came in like a tan can.
The black can, yep.
And it had a black label on it. I think it was like $6 a case. Something like that. Anyway.
Man, that was the reserve from the draft.
that was what was left over from the champagne. Exactly. Yeah. All right, Juan, I got to jump. Have a great weekend, man. Enjoy the drive today. You take care. And everybody else hang in there. So what memories do you have of old products that I don't know if we can still get champagne? Jen said you can. I don't think they're making it in Trenton anymore. I don't think I'd try it if they did. But how about you? Do you remember it? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:56 is the time. Jen Ursillo, news next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
Well, he's back in the chair and back on the air. Let's all hail. He's back from the trail.
No punches pulled. 7-Eleven on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right. Jen, now don't get mad.
No, well, if you're going to start with that.
But I heard this story, and I want to hear the guy's side of the story who killed the Canada goose. And I'll just say this. When I was working in Morris Plains, so I was at the main campus working for Jim Weichert, and then I moved across the street to Weichert Lead Network, and I had my office there for a number of years. And we had a much smaller parking lot, and there were it was kind of like in a wooded area. Mm-hmm. These damn Canada geese would come out and peck at cars. First of all, they would poop everywhere. So there was poop everywhere. And I had to kick one out of the way. I was very gentle.
Aggressively?
About it.
I didn't think
no,
so.
No, I just,
okay.
I kicked him. I came up to
me.
Him. He was coming up to my car and he's like, had his head bobbing. And I'm like, get out of here.
Right. He's
so I'm talking to him. I'm like, listen, you don't do it. Don't do it. and I could, and he looked at me like, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it. I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. And I gave him kind of like a side push with my side
but
of my
he
foot.
He didn't hurt it.
No. Right. And he went away.
All right. That's okay.
But people had damage to their cars. Like this guy would come and peck at the cars, and cars are not made of, you know, they're not.
You do realize they're geese. They don't understand.
Well, this is the point, though, that they're. I don't understand why they're protected. You can't eat them. They poop everywhere. They're disgusting looking. I don't get it. So this guy snaps, right? And what does he do? He choked the thing? He broke his neck? How did he kill
it? He killed it with his bare hands. I'm assuming that's what he did. Yeah.
So is there video?
I believe there are, and we do not have it, I believe there are photos because the animal rescue group that's like outraged by this on Facebook said, they actually said we're going to spare the photos because they're bad. But there are witnesses that saw this happen, so you know there's got to
be video. Yeah, if anybody has any video of this, I want to see it.
You're defending this guy?
I want to hear a side of the story.
Okay.
Because I get it. It's jarring, right? I get it. Because it's an animal and you're like, hey, and as a guy that has rescued dogs, I get it. However, mm-hmm. I'm kind of sick of the arbitrary, let's crucify this guy before we know what happened because the animal rights people are crazy.
Well, what we heard is that a witness saw the guy. He is supposed to be a Liberty Harbor Marine worker, walked up to this family of geese and killed the male goose because now they're saying that the goose was being a little aggressive. Yeah, because he was protecting his newly born
goslings.
Well, when
was he being aggressive though? Like,
that we don't know any of this. Like, we don't know.
Because the geese are like they're it's kind of like deer. Like this is why I favor expanding the deer hunt, making sure I think towns should be forced to allow deer hunting in any open space that was purchased by taxpayer dollars because there's too many damn deer. I mean, there's too many. I get it. They're cute, whatever. No, they're not. Not when they're wrapped up on my hood. I have hit at least 3 deer in the last 10 years. And they're not cute when you're running them over because
you don't want to hit them.
Right?
But
well, I punted one. I told you the story.
Yes.
I was on 601 in Montgomery. I'm driving and it's dark and this stupid thing jumped in front of me and I remembered, don't brake.
Oh,
because
so you went right through.
Through him. I hit him so hard that the deer literally was airborne. I punched him to the other side of the street.
Anymore. I can't hear anymore.
But the point is that I was like, what the hell just happened? Now, he was
but
small enough.
But you didn't mean to kill it. It happened. This guy
I was not seeking out the deer. He was in my lane of traffic too late to stop.
Right. From what we're understanding, this male goose and his mate, they just had 3 babies, like literally just born.
They just got back from their honeymoon.
Correct.
They were on a cruise.
I don't think they were married. So just FYI. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
But they were nesting. And from what I'm understanding, the way I'm understanding this story is.
So the baby mama goose was there.
She saw everything. They saw everything. So he went up to the nest of geese And apparently the goose was aggressive to him because he was protecting the babies. And with his bare hands, kills the male goose in front of
now,
his
the three
mate babies, and the
babies were born once. Are all the same father, do we know?
Same father.
Just asking.
Same father.
Just, you know.
And that is where I have the problem. He purposely did this from what we're understanding from the story.
Does anybody know more about this? I want to know. Where was this again? Where did this happen?
It was in, it was right across from Liberty State Park. I think it's called Morris Canal.
And the guy was a state worker?
He was a Liberty Harbor Marina worker, yeah. Now, from what I'm also understanding is the matter is now going to the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office and the State Department of Environmental Protection. And yes, geese are protected, so...
So two things. Number one, I don't know why we protect the Canada geese. They're disgusting. They should not be welcome here. They poop everywhere. I'd like to know one benefit that we get from Canada geese being all over as a potential danger to your vehicle, driving conditions, and your newly shined shoes. And beyond that, did this goose act in an aggressive way? Maybe we should err on the side of finding out what happened and why the guy did it. But I for one, and again, if you're a nutty animal rights person where you can't see the other side, call me 1-800-283-101.5 and tell me why I'm wrong. 1-800-283-101.5 717. Traffic and weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
724. This is your favorite one, Jill. Now let's all hell, he's back. You know what we're going to do? All right, producer Thomas, here's what we're going to do. I got an idea. We have three songs, right? Let's get, I will write this. Let's post it today and put a poll up. Choose your song. And we will go with listener preference on the song they like, and that will be the song I play for the next 8 months.
Oh, why do we have to pick one? Really?
You like the rotation?
Let's
get the fan favorite.
Okay.
Let's find out what people want to hear. But this is you. You like this one. I kind of like this one, too.
But I love them all. If you put the other one on, I'll start dancing to that one,
You do love
too.
Them all. But you had the best reaction to this one.
You think?
And this was the least favorite of our...
what's this one?
This is the same song, right, Kathy?
Still going.
See, you can tell the frustration. So real quick about the company.
Okay.
I get an email this morning. Now, I don't read my emails, as you know. So people know to send it to my Gmail, which I also don't read.
People read emails for him.
Right.
That's what a prima donna he is.
It's really awful. I am such a prima donna, they have to text me to tell me to email me. And then I'm like, well, now that you've texted me, just tell me what I need to know so I don't have to go to my email. I have some... My email unread got so high, my phone no longer displays the number.
You're kidding.
It's over 500,000 emails.
Wait.
500,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, isn't that insane? So, anyway, I'm here.
I can't believe it's still playing.
The song is still going, by the way.
I know, it's killing me.
The office, in the studio, it's the only time I see my email, and there's a reason for it, because I have to write the posts to go on the website, so I write them in this Outlook antiquated email system we have, and I send it to producer Thomas.
Right.
So once in a while, I see some inbound emails.
So anyway, you saw an email, and what did you see?
This one is from our, you tried to not name her before. You're like, the office person who, let's just call her Annette.
You know why? Because she is Annette.
Because that's her name.
She is an N-E-T. Annette that catches all.
She does.
No wonder her name's Annette, because she's the net of this building.
She is like Annette. She does. She catches. She literally solves it.
She's the net that you throw it into, and it catches it all.
If there's a problem, she'll solve it. Now, come on. That was pretty good. All right.
I get
this email. Now, this is to all the Trenton staff. Now, I assume that's everybody. I don't know how many people that is. Mm-hmm. Here's what the email says. The toilet in the middle restroom near the kitchen. Now, I'm like, this...
I'm glad that people know now that we have restrooms in the kitchen. Whoever designed this building and put the men's room of all the restrooms, the men's room is smack dab in the kitchen.
The email goes on to say, upper management is aware of the matter. So I don't know what to do with that. So I just
meanwhile, upper management.
So Annette, thank you. We are now aware there is a toilet in the middle restroom near the kitchen.
That doesn't work.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't work. That's not what the email says.
That's right.
Can you read it again?
Here, I'm going to read it again.
Okay.
The toilet in the middle restroom near the kitchen.
Wait, that's all it says?
That's all it says.
No.
Next line. Upper management is aware of the matter.
I think she meant to have.
Now, this is what's great is then, I don't know if this is part of her auto signature or not, but line three. Thank you. Like, is this some kind of a haiku? Like, what?
You don't know.
What is this?
All right. First of all, she's off today. She's on PTO.
All right.
She's probably losing her mind if she's listening because she is so OCD. And she is very proud of her. You know,
what I realized?
She's proud of her.
We just lost track of all time. We're now like 5 minutes late. It's 7:29. Jen Ursillo with the news now. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady, and as the song says, I am back. Now, Monday, get ready, ladies, because it's very possible that on Monday the cameras will be on. Now, we're unsure.
Wait, singular.
If the camera. here's the conversation I had with management. Let's just call him Sam. Because that's his name. And I asked him, what happened day one?
Yep.
I come back. One day, we're live on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then it went away.
It was a test. They were doing a little trial.
Yes, Producer Thomas, he's asking. I'm saying yes, because we need a little bit of that today. So now what just happened, you'll be able to see on video on Monday.
Yes, yeah, so there's a caller that, I don't know if this is a good idea.
What happened was, he said we didn't have anybody to switch. So there are five cameras in here? There are four cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jen's talking, her camera goes on. When you're talking, yours goes on. When I'm talking. And then there's the main camera.
That gets the whole room.
So what I said was, let's not switch it. Let's just put the main camera on, and you'll see Jill running in and out, and maybe the dog will be here Monday, and we'll, all the crazy things that happen.
Well, Jill won't be here Monday. I'm out next week. That's right.
You're out all week?
Yeah.
Wait, is this your big trip?
Uh-huh.
That you were just showing.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the Arizona, Utah.
Vegas,
So
Bryce Canyon.
You didn't
pick up on that when we were off the air.
I literally did not. I assumed this was coming up in a couple weeks.
Did I miss something?
I missed that.
No, this is typical you. You skim the facts. You get the facts and...
I needed the guts of the story.
He just pulls out the important...
Just so we know, because I was giving some very solid advice.
You were. That's why I thought you understood that she wasn't going to be here.
So you're not here next week.
I am not here next week. It's not your job to keep track of everybody else's schedule.
That's a fair point. That's true.
Now, thank you, Jill. Yeah. But the advice I was giving is they're going to take this. Now, does Dave know this yet?
What?
About the
cameras in the studio?
No, that you're opting for 11 hours over 7 hours.
He does now. We discussed.
Yeah. So this drive is beautiful. I mean, it's exactly what you want to do on a vacation like this. But my advice was you got to fill up your tank every time you see a gas station.
Yeah, we are driving from Bryce Canyon, Utah. This is on the last day of our trip. Bryce Canyon in Utah, all the way down to Phoenix, Arizona.
That's a pretty ride.
The reason is, either we drive back to Vegas or we drive, and I never saw the Grand Canyon. So
I love it.
We take an 11-hour drive just so I could see the Grand Canyon.
You're going to have so much fun, Jilly.
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
The ride itself is awesome.
The ride is the...
But there are two things you notice. One, no gas station. So you might go 100 miles before you see a gas station.
So fill up. That's a really good
and
advice.
And two, don't expect that the rest stops are these cute, quaint Western... No. They're like throwbacks to the early 70s.
How you doing?
Yeah, it's about, it just, it's like garbage trinkets and...
Oh, I love that. It's a real throwback.
I just need a bathroom. As long as there's a bathroom.
A lot of them, they'll be porta-johns and they'll, you know, yeah. You don't care.
You don't care. I saw the ride on YouTube. But it's like...
It's beautiful. Yeah, yeah. You're going to love it. I'm out. But anyway, all right, so you're going to miss the cameras. So now the antics. Yeah,
she can tune in.
Well, you can. You'll be able to watch us.
Like, so, she's going to want to watch
this. Yeah, tell Dave. You guys will be able to... You can just have us on in the car.
That'll be... Oh, wait. We've got beautiful hoodoos.
She could call in
at 3 in the morning.
Wonders of the world. And we're going
to... And you're going to tune into YouTube.
Yeah. Well, she could call in.
Don't worry. I'll send you a link. I'll be like, hey, it's 3 in the morning where you are, but tune in. We're live.
Call you guys. Hey, how's the toilet?
Jill, how's the toilet?
Turn off your phone.
Thank you, Annette. I appreciate the knowledge that there is, in fact, a toilet in the middle restroom near the kitchen. And by the way, yes, whose idea was to put two bathrooms in the kitchen adjacent to the Dennis Malloy stove and the refrigerator?
It's like a shore house.
The variety of smells that come out of that kitchen are
Well, because they're not coming from the kitchen.
Exactly.
All right, it's 7:43 on New Jersey 101.5. All right, Bob in Flemington. Abby, hang in there. I'm going to get to you. Don't worry. But Bob, I want to check in with you. I made what some would consider a controversial statement earlier that the Canada geese not only should not be protected, they should probably be culled a little bit. I think there are too many of them. They poop everywhere. They peck at cars. I can't stand them. How about you, Bob?
Well, they're not a protected animal. I hunt them every year.
I think they are protected.
No.
Wait, Jen. Jen's telling me they are protected.
They
migrate.
Yes, they're protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act.
So, who are you hunting, Bob?
I'm in Hunterdon County.
Yeah,
I had Spruce Run. I hunt them every year.
Yeah, but I think there are certain geese that you can hunt. I think it's the Canada goose that is protected. I will get clarification for you. Let me ask you this, Bob. Are you getting a hunting license? Are you getting a permit for this? Or are you just going out and shooting them?
I have a hunting license. I got to call in and let them know that I shot them because they want to keep track of how many. But
So here it is. The Canada geese, I'm reading it now, the Migratory Birds Convention Act, signed in 1994, is actually a treaty between Canada and the U.S. It provides protection and conservation of migratory birds and prohibits people from harming the birds except under specified conditions. Now, I don't know what that... We'll dive a little deeper into that. So my guess is you are hunting a different kind of goose.
Well, they're called Canadian geese. They're black and white.
Go ahead, Jeff. Wait, Jeff's going to clarify.
I'm going to have to look into that one, too.
They can be hunted if you have the proper license and permit. So if Bob has that license and permit.
So when is the season? Okay. So that's probably it, Bob. There's probably a window.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, go shoot more of them because there are too many of them. Oh, my God. I get the guys from... Do you eat it?
Yeah.
How do you cook? How do you prepare it? How do you cook it? It's a slow roast?
It's like a turkey. Turkey or pheasant, same way.
My son and my son-in-law went hunting with our friend John on the day after Thanksgiving, and they got a few pheasants, and we had soup that night from the morning's kill. It was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. All right, Bob, I'm going to look into it. There must be a carve-out for a hunting window. If anybody knows, let me know.
I'm going to look into it, too.
Let me know and call me back. Thanks, Bob.
Will do.
All right, man.
All right,
have a good one. All right, Abby, you'll be first on the other side of Traffic and Weather next, 7:46.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
Chair and back on the air, fighting for the Garden State. Now let's all hail. He's back from the trail.
54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia, and as the song said, I am back. All right, let's go to Abby and wrap this hour up. Abby in Warren Township. How you doing, Abby?
I'm well, Bill. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is totally unexpected that Tom put me through, and I just wanted to thank you for being back in the radio station. And I don't like the hater meter on Wednesday because I think you have more people that appreciate you, respect your team. Scott, Jill, Myron, everyone in your team makes me feel alive. I'm going through a lot of transition. My son is graduating. Watch on Hills, and your voice and everybody in your team makes me get through this sadness and depression and selling my home. But I just wanted to tell you how amazing.
Wow, Abby, thank you. I'm so glad you called. Can I ask you, so you're having to sell your home, or is there some crisis going on that's forcing you out of your home?
No, it's just too big. I have an only child. I'm the same age as you. I had my kid late in life. He's 17. He's extraordinary and everything, but it's too big and things have gotten difficult since COVID, my husband's career, but not having to sell it is just a lot of maintenance as we age, and it's time to move on. It's just at a very emotional time.
Of course it is. This is the house you raised your son in.
Yes. Everything. His first, steps, crawling.
Now, Abby, he's graduating.
I know you've been through it.
We've been through it. Yes. Yeah. I mean, but Abby, we look at each phase and we look back fondly on the phases that we're finished with. And look ahead to the next phase. I find that if you live your life kind of enjoying that some segments, some portions of your life, some phases will end and others will begin. I think too many people hold on to the one they love so much. And they're like, I just don't want this one to end. And then you find yourself looking back instead of looking forward. And my advice is look forward, because I'm telling you, Abby, with grown kids, the great thing about this phase of life is I've got two adults, now three with my son-in-law, that are connected in such a real way. And it's so different. You know, you kind of move from that phase of needing to guide them and advise them to where you're almost partners as you move through life. And it's a real exciting time. And then we'll look forward to that next phase with grandkids. Right. So.
I need to hear it. Thank you so much. I just thank you. Your voice, your energy, all of you guys, thank you. And you, knowing that you're live and you give real news, thank you so much. And by the way, again, you are loved beyond. I know that we're not here to be accepted by everyone and their opinions, and people may not like what you say, but the majority of the world appreciates you.
Wow. Thanks, Abby. What a nice thing to say. I appreciate you, and I appreciate that you listen to the show, and I hope you catch me on the weekends on Newsmax, and stay tuned. A lot more coming up. We'll have a few announcements coming up over the next couple of weeks of some new projects I'm working on, but I appreciate you and your family, and I hope that even though you're selling your house, you're going to stay in the Garden State. Are you staying?
Most likely.
Good.
Most likely, Bill.
All
if
right.
we find the right affordable home, yes, we love
All
it.
Right.
Thank you. My son was born there, and I hope to meet you one day. He met you at Watchung Hills. I didn't get a chance, but I've been listening to you.
Oh,
forever.
Your son was at one of the events I did at Watchung. That's fantastic. Well,
yes.
I hope to meet you too.
Yes.
I will announce upcoming events that I'll be appearing at over the summer. So just stay tuned for that. Thanks, Abby. Have a great weekend.
You
take
too.
Care.
Bye-bye.
7:58. Jennifer Silla with your news next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
Ten on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Tribe Time every morning, every hour on the show. Jen, you don't like this one at all.
Nah.
You like the original.
I do like the original.
The short version original.
I do. I like the music in it. This is too wordy. It's too country. Nah. Not my jam.
Yeah. Jill likes it.
I like the rock.
I'm gonna put it up for a vote. I'm gonna let the listeners decide. So I'll have that up. Probably not today.
See, because I like the
music. I'm a little slow typing today with my finger. So I'm having to type without my left index finger. So I'm trying to, it's not that easy. I wrapped it so the gauze is just too thick. So I hit like four keys on the keyboard. So I can't do it.
You can't do it.
Anyway.
Yeah. You cannot be left alone.
Now, Kathy told us a story off the air. And you got to tell it again. You don't have to mention the company. But let's just call it a big coffee chain.
Okay.
Where you might have an app, go to a drive-through.
Logo might be green.
Right, maybe.
Yeah, it might be. Okay.
Right. All right. So big coffee chain, unnamed.
All right.
So you get your coffee here. So I'm going to set this up.
Okay.
Kathy needs help sometimes getting into the building because she's got her water and two coffees. Now, because of our weird schedule, she buys her coffee at this place.
It's a latte.
The night before.
And I say that because it's...
Is that important to it?
Yeah, because a lot of people drink it cold.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So, yeah.
So, wait. So you're drinking it hot?
No.
You're drinking it cold. Do you know all this time I thought you would go and heat it up?
No.
You're drinking the latte cold?
Well, how do you think
that should have been the story?
How do you think they make a drink cold? They make it hot and then they add ice.
I got a story about that. I had a battle with another one of the bigger companies over that because I got there and they were about to close. That's another story. So the point is, sometimes she's got like three liquids trying to come in,
trying to balance everyone, it all.
If I get there at the same time, I open the door for her.
That's very
okay.
Nice.
Long story short,
there we go.
The coffee comes from this place the night before. Go ahead, Kathy.
I order on a mobile app and then go to the drive-thru and pick it up every night.
Oh, you pick it up at night, not in the morning.
That's
coming
what I'm
in.
Saying.
Okay.
Night.
Okay.
That's
got it.
The
now
it's an important part of the story.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead.
So anyway, I should establish that I'm a good customer because I go every day. I spend a lot of money at this merchant.
She spends almost $400 a month on coffee.
Wow.
I know.
Kathy. Whoa.
I am still digesting that.
Yes.
Plus tip.
So it could be almost $500 bucks a month. Like you're $6,000 a year into coffee.
You
think about that.
You could go to Europe.
Yeah. So you would think if you're a company that you would value a customer.
Right.
That brings in revenue. That's the whole idea of doing business. So
you paid for this. You pull up to the drive-thru. What happened?
I pull up and a voice says, "We're closed." And I said, I just placed an order on the mobile app. Sorry, we're locked up. And I said, so what did you do with the two coffees and the bakery item that I ordered? We dumped it. And I said,
whoa.
And imagine you're sitting in your car and this is coming through the drive-thru. And I said, so what do I do now? Call corporate.
What?
Can you imagine?
So I did.
So she did. I love it.
Good girl.
But I think I got somebody that does customer service from another country. They had a heavy accent.
Shocker. Shocker.
Yeah. You could clearly tell they were responding to every question I asked from a script.
Oh, I am happy to help you.
There was no
emotion. We are happy to help you, yeah.
Sorry that happened to you.
So I explained how much money I spend, and I said, it's not that if your employees want to close early and skip out when there's still orders, okay, that's one thing. But they didn't apologize. They weren't helpful. And the fact that they just said, call corporate.
And they dumped your stuff.
So they invited me to call, so I'm calling. And I absolutely want you to refund my card for the product that I paid for but did not receive. And I want to know what you're going to do for me to make up for an employee that was rude and I didn't get the product.
So did they refund your money? I know you're still waiting to see if they're going to give you something.
They said it like it was a favor. Oh, we'll be happy to put that back. Well, you better put it back on my card.
Right.
And then I asked if they could do something for my trouble. And they offered me $5.
$5.
Wow. That
they offered $5.
That wouldn't even buy one cup.
I was screaming into the phone.
I get it. I can only.
But then I realized the person I was speaking with was limited with what they could
of
do.
Course.
So they said they're going to pass along what happened to the district manager of that store.
Right.
So to be continued.
So. And don't worry, I will call 1-800-GAMBLER later, but I'd like to bet
on please do, because you have
the over-under on how much they're going to give her. I think she's going to get $100.
You think that much?
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to do right by her. What do you think, Jill?
Hi, it's Jill Myra here, and I'm a coffee addict like Kathy.
Oh, good.
I spend $90 a month on coffee.
She spends $400.
$400.
I believe it because
five.
That's
$500.
$500.
What do you think they're going to give her?
I think,
but it's also
knowing
food
the business she's speaking of.
Yeah.
Maybe $10.
All right, I've got the over.
I'm going to go the crazy route and say she's going to own a stake in the company by Monday.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure there's a lawyer listening that would like to take this up. We're setting the over-under at $35, and I'm betting the over. So if any takers on that, and then I'll call 1-800-GAMBLER later.
We're going to go to that Starbucks location next week and see Kathy working there behind the counter.
See, that we were so careful not to mention the company. It was just the company with the big green logo. That's all right. All right. Starbucks, we've outed you now. Man. This is a Starbucks problem. Listen, guys, do right by Kathy. Kathy is literally one of your best customers. Who spends $6,000 a year on coffee? As a matter of fact, you ought to give her some stock options. I actually agree with Jen on that. All right. What's your worst customer service? I'll tell you mine with another one of those big companies, the orange and brown one on the other side. 816, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I am back, as the song says. You'll get a chance to pick the song, and I'll give an option too to vote for having no song if we want to end the song or get to a new song. Bill's still here. My God, he won't go away. We'll figure it out. Let's go to Scott in Califon talking about customer service. What's going on, Scott?
I do a tech work out in Hunterdon County, and last summer, one of my customers is a Catholic school, called up and said their fire alarm line won't, something wrong, can't communicate. So I went and tested the phone line instead. So let me call the company, the local phone company, on June 30th, and they said, oh, okay, well, we can have somebody out there on July 16th. I'm like, July 16th? That's like over 2 weeks from now. This is a fire alarm for a school. And they're like, well, that's the students. And then when the day finally came, they didn't show up.
So they literally punted out 2 weeks and then didn't come.
Right. They did eventually pick that a couple of days after that, but it's just like a nightmare. Oh, by the way, you had a woman on yesterday talking about like nutrition and cancer and stuff.
Yes.
Who was that? I didn't have a chance to find out.
Oh, she's fantastic. Colleen Huber, Dr. Colleen Huber, and her website, let me just make sure I get it right. It's natureworksbest.com. I recommend her.
Unbelievable. She's great. Right along the line, exactly how we feel about, you know, supplements and
yeah, yeah. And
you know,
literally,
you don't want to wipe
your
body out. You want to build it up.
The reports on her cancer clinic, it's one of the highest documented success rates in the country. And, you know, she does it differently. And she'll tell you, you know, you really got to follow the protocols. I mean, there's a lot involved with it, but the reviews and the people that have come out of this, fantastic, really fantastic.
Yeah, and I recommend to anybody listening to look that up and really consider looking for this truth, because there's so much BS garbage out there of stuff that's really not healthy. And
right.
And she hit a lot of things right on the nose. And, you know, I'm trying to stay healthy because I have a new grandchild, and it's like my first grandchild. You know, it's like, I want to be around.
Scott, congratulations. Yeah. Boy or girl?
Yeah. Little girl.
I am so happy for you, Scott. Jody and I are absolutely ready for that day, and we hope it comes. You know, we don't put pressure on the kids, but we certainly hope to join you someday. How old is she?
3 weeks.
Oh, like brand new. So you're still smiling. Yeah, you are still smiling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yep. But I mean, customer service, I mean, that's part of how I've stayed in business 36 years.
Yeah.
You have to do good. You have to have good customer service, good relationships.
Well, I recommend you do is go to the website, natureworksbest.com, share it with your family. You can fill out the form. They have a quick thing, first name, last name, email. That's it. And you can sign up for their updates. And then they have a hotline too, 480-839-2800. If you got some bad blood work or you're thinking, I don't know, I would have the conversation and at least know that this clinic is out there. And I recommend this to everybody. So thanks, Scott. And congratulations. Yeah, you too. Take care. Yeah. All right, Francis, you'll be first on the other side. I want to hear about your horse farm and what's going on out in Colts Neck. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. If you've got a customer service story to share, Please do. 827. Actually, on the other side, too, we're going to do Blue Friday before we get into everything else. The news is next with Jen Ursillo.
New Jersey 101.5 presents Blue Friday with Bill Spadia.
We've all been stuck in that endless line of cars at your kid's school at dismissal time, right? Well, last week, there was a little added drama to the regular rendezvous. Parents lined up along the entrance to the school in Kinnelon, off of Boulevard. Somebody was driving a Jeep Commander, moving fast and swerving down the road right in front of the Harding School. The driver may have been trying to cut the line or just get past the school faster than the pickup line traffic would allow. Either way, super, super dangerous situation. A speeding, erratic vehicle approaching stopped cars with dozens of kids and parents on the sidewalk, and they're loading the kids into the car. And of course, you know, at that point, you're focused on your kids, not necessarily what's happening around you. Now, thankfully, somebody was paying attention. Kenilworth police officers Dominic Riselli and Michael Cascarano. Well, they were assigned to a school safety foot post at Harding School at the same time. The officers spotted the vehicle approaching and acted immediately. They initiated a motor vehicle stop before the situation could escalate further. A canine unit from the Union County Sheriff's Office responded to assist with a search of the vehicle. So they held the guy. They searched the car. Yeah, guess what they found? Inside the center console, a loaded Glock 34 9mm handgun. The driver, identified as 21-year-old Jameer Howard of Irvington, did not have a permit to carry the firearm. Further investigation revealed the weapon was reported stolen out of North Carolina in 2018. The handgun, as I said, was loaded. Howard was charged with multiple weapons offenses and is being held at Union County Jail pending his detention hearing. Now, because Officer Dominic Riselli and Michael Cascarano recognized the danger immediately and acted before the situation got worse, a potentially dangerous and quite honestly, horrific situation could have unfolded if not for these hero officers. So, Kenilworth police officers Dominic Riselli and Michael Cascarano, you are our Blue Friday honorees for this week. I want to thank you for all that you do and thank all the officers in Kenilworth for what you do every day to keep that fantastic New Jersey community safe. And I want to thank Dan Alexander for sending us this story. I have a link to the rest of the story at nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. And as always, if you are on the app or if you are going to the website, you know there's a link. You can see it. It's the first thing that pops up. There's a, I believe it's a picture of a couple of state troopers. You click on that. You can fill out a form and send us your Blue Friday recommendations. And guys, you know I'm always looking for stuff that does not get reported typically in the news. So if you've got a police officer in your family, if you are a police officer and you want to report on one of your colleagues who's done something extraordinary, you know, we look for these stories because I know that in a very difficult environment, it's hard to be a cop these days, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that people hear the truth about these heroes in uniform. So again, today's Blue Friday honorees, Kenilworth police officers Dominic Riselli and Michael Cascarano. Thank you, guys. All right, it is coming up on 8:42. I'm going to take a quick break for traffic and weather. Then Francis and Colts Neck wants to talk about what the governor's doing regarding horse racing. And I will have your customer service horror stories coming up. And we'll keep you posted on Kathy's story with her visit to Starbucks and see if the company is going to do right by her and the money that she spends. I cannot believe I gotta do the whole show on how much people are spending on coffee. Are you kidding me? I may never buy another cup of coffee out again. My head almost exploded, Kathy, when you said you're spending $500 a month on.
But wait, I just need to clarify something. Yeah. It's not all coffee. Sometimes it's food.
Fair point.
Thank you.
But it's in the coffee category because it's a even the little Danish that goes with your coffee is part of the coffee break. Can anybody top that? $6,000 a year on Starbucks coffee? You know what? I need a minute. 8:42, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
chair and back on the air. Fighting for the Garden State. Now let's all hail. He's back from the trail. And for this, there's no debate.
8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Let's go to Francis in Colts Neck. All right, Francis, you own a horse farm, and you got an issue with the governor. Tell me, what's going on?
Well, the governor, Mammoth Park, has been situated since hundreds of years ago.
Yep.
She is going to be the death knell of thoroughbred horse racing in New Jersey, because in her budget, $20 million, is now going to be $5 million split between thoroughbreds and standardbreds. These horses are staying in Florida. They're staying in New York. They're not coming to New Jersey. We can't even fill a race like the Long Branch Handicap scheduled for tomorrow. And we're going to be crying because tomorrow is going to be raining, so we probably won't have races on the turf. The money that these horses run for is from casinos and the state, and the state is bailing out. I've had a horse farm since 84 when I married. It's been there since the 30s. I farm preserved, believing in open space and horses, and the horse is the state animal. It's on the seal because of speed, strength. New Jersey's rich farming history. If you see a housing development, it was a farm. Kushner put a development on 537 on 24 acres, 360 units. It was a farm. It was open space. There's another big farm. They want to put housing in there. If you see housing or religious buildings, it was a farm. The people that grow hay, straw, and do stuff for horses are going to be hurting.
So, Francis, let me just understand. Let me understand. So the horse industry, it's all about the purse for the horses to win, or are all the horses subsidized when they come in to race? How do other states do it?
Well, this is the thing. Like the Kentucky Derby, the winner got $5 million. Well, actually, they got $3 million. They got 60%, and it goes on down the line. When a horse runs in New Jersey, they get 60%, 60% of $20,000, or it could be $90,000 or less, depending on the race. But with Mikey's reduction, I mean, people aren't going to bring their horses to New Jersey. Parks will probably still be there. Parks is a very robust. It's supported by the state. Even Fetterman, when he was there, you know, yay.
Well, Parks is in Pennsylvania. I mean, this is, look, and they're smart. And let me tell you something, Francis. They are smart enough to advertise on this show. I mean, Parks Casino is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Not only do they spend the money here, they get it. You got to reach a Jersey audience, because Jersey is not doing right by consumers, by customers, by farmers. You are 100% right. I would like to talk to you more about this. So I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We're going to get some contact information, because I'd like to explore this and do a deeper dive to see if we can get a roundtable of farmers together and talk through how we can petition the governor.
Well, I would like to say one thing.
Real quick.
While I was waiting, on Sunday, Mother's Day, the first 1,000 ladies get a flower, and ladies go free and free parking. I just heard about it looking while I was waiting online.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Francis. Hold on one second. We're going to get your contact info and we'll be in touch. All right, it's 8:58. Let's talk about Mother's Day on the other side. You got big plans? And what's something that mom really wants this year? 1-800-283-101.5. Jen Ercillo, news next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
9:10 on New Jersey 101.5. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I am digging in. I am back, as the song said. All right, before we get into talking about Mother's Day, let's check in with our good friend, U.S. Marine combat veteran Michael Bowl, who heads up the New Jersey Veteran Network for our veteran check-in. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing great. All right, Michael, what do you got for us?
Well, I got a surprise guest. I got Scott Rutter on the line. Why don't we talk about Scott?
Colonel Rutter. Amazing yes. Man. Yes, sir. Colonel Scott Rutter. How are you doing, man? Hey, by the way, it was
outstanding, Bill, and great to see you Saturday over at Bayville at the Save Our Schools event. You know, just wanted to get educated on some of the needs, you know, for schools in the area and so forth. Very rewarding opportunity, and what leadership to put that together. Unbelievable, sir.
It was a great event. I was so happy to see you. I've got to give Teacher in NJ on Instagram. She does such a good job. She's got a huge following and is absolutely 100% committed to making sure the Garden State is a place where you can truly raise your kids in a great school environment. And it was good. The other thing that was good about that event was it was good to see folks that were, I've had on and off battles with, because politics is a nasty, nasty business. Yeah. And we were all able to come together, sit on the same stage, not only get along, but unite in this effort to really reset the clock and bring some common sense back to the budget. All right, let's talk about veterans. Colonel, you are an advocate. You are a business owner. Tell me what's happening real quick with your company and the vets you employ.
Sure, Bill. The Valor Network is the largest enterprise-wide teleradiology provider for the entire Department of War, for Department of Energy, believe it or not, as well as, you know, Homeland Security, the Coast Guard, and so forth, right there in Glassboro, New Jersey. It's the largest. So out of every worldwide, you know, X-ray, MRI that's happening is coming to the Valor Network. And our team of doctors that are employed by me, as well as our unbelievable staff, you know, we got doctors that are veterans, we got staffs that are veterans, are working hard and running to answer the call for our veterans. They want to do it. We run it like a military organization. We have battle drills. If the network goes down, here's the alternate methods to go. And this weekend's a big weekend, because guess what? Everybody's taken off at the hospitals, and everything's coming over to the Valor Network. Very proud of the organization, and very proud to be a New Jersey service-disabled veteran-owned small business and employ veterans.
I love it. Now, the website is valornetwork.com. Is that right?
Yep, www.valornetwork.com. You can read about it. Started it 16 years ago. Never in my wildest dream did this infantry officer think that he would have started and created the largest teleradiology company that provides to the U.S. government. You know, right now we're reading and rocking and rolling.
How many vets do you employ?
Probably about 20, 22 at any one given time. In fact, one of our leaders, our director of technology, was my gunner in Iraq, Jason Trombley, Staff Sergeant Trombley.
No kidding.
Works for me, works for us, dedicated, focused, work with him and his family, as well as the others that we bring on board.
And if people are looking for work, if you're a veteran, you can check it out. I know you've got, I don't know if you're hiring right now, but they can at least get in touch at valornetwork.com. Yeah, Scott, I think it's incredible stuff, and it's something that we talk about, that we are not going to rest until we have zero unemployment with our returning vets in New Jersey.
Absolutely, Bill. And it gets back, you know, when I met my good friend Sean Maybe, who introduced me to you. In fact, you saw him on Saturday.
Yep.
He recognized the efforts of what else needs to happen. You know, we've got great organizations out there. Mike Ball's organization, Jeff Cantor's organization, helping out, you know, homeless vets, people that are in the VA and so forth. But what about the other 95%? The people that are moving to Texas and Florida. When somebody goes to basic training and they leave the state of New Jersey, guess what? They're registering for another state, because New Jersey ranks at the bottom of the pile for veterans and military service members going into the services, sir.
Yeah, isn't that, it really is incredible to hear that. But I appreciate everything you're doing. Now, Michael and I have an event coming up. Michael, what's the date of our barbecue? We're doing the VA.
June 5th, sir.
June 5th.
That's Menlo Park.
right? Saturday. Or is it a Friday? It's a Friday.
It's a weekday. Yeah. So we're doing that at the Menlo Park Veterans Memorial Home.
So, Colonel, we'd love to invite you to come with us and flip some burgers.
Yeah, I'll get with Mike and line it up.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Absolutely. We'd love to have you there.
We'd love to be there.
I love it.
The book is doing great. Comes out 7 July, as you know, sir. Damn Fine Soldiers. Very proud to talk about the 900 great soldiers that I had the honor to command in the 21-day assault on Baghdad Airport and the aftermath, sir.
Let me ask you this, Colonel. Can we? Can you pre-buy the book? Are there pre-sales going
on? Yes, you can. You can go on Amazon. You can go on Simon & Schuster, Barnes & Noble, or go to my website for the book, www.damnfinesoldiers.com, and you'll see a rundown of the book, some of the articles, and some of the pre-articles that I've written about the various vignettes in the book right there, one stop, one shop on the actual website, sir.
I am on there right now. I am going to pre-buy mine right now, and then I'm going to share this link on our social media. So, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Rudder, really appreciate you. And, of course, Michael Bull, Semper Fi. Gentlemen, thank you. I will see you both at the barbecue. And, yeah, and Scott, definitely invite Sean and others. We're going to go serve a nice hot meal. Hopefully we're going to have a perfect weather day on Friday the 5th at the Menlo Park VA. So thank you, guys. Always appreciate you. Remember, the Veteran Network can be accessed at njvn.org. If you are a veteran needing employment, help with something, whether it's substance abuse or housing or a legal issue, you're a Jersey vet, we're here to help you. 973-332-1556 is the hotline. The website is njvn.org. And I would encourage you to pre-buy Colonel Scott Rudder's book, Damn Fine Soldiers. It's a book that you're going to, the inside story of what went on with this assault and the story of sacrifice, service, and absolute heroism. You're going to want to read this book. Guys, thank you. Appreciate you. Talk soon.
Semper Fi, Lou.
Semper Fi.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it. We'll talk soon. All right, that's Michael Bull and Lieutenant Colonel Scott Rudder, who commanded, as he told you, 900 men going into the assault on Baghdad Airport. And the book is called Damn Fine Soldiers, damnfinesoldiers.com. 917, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the host, callers, and guests.
.24 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. All right, let's jump right in. Steve in Basking Ridge, you've got an issue to raise, Steve. What do you got for me?
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I heard Michael Bull on there. Much respect for that man. The Major Richard Starr Act, I called you about it a couple times.
Yep.
It's about compensation. Just compensation for 54,000 combat wounded veterans. It's been just languishing for years, and now there's a dispatch petition. What that means is they're going to push it to the floor for a vote. It was recently denied going to the floor for a vote by Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Not even for a vote. No discussion, no debate, nothing. He just blocked it. He said, we can't afford it. Well, we can afford it. And what is that? I want to be there when he tells these young combat wounded veterans that are coming home now that we simply can't afford to pay them both a pension and disability.
And what's the issue? Why are they denied that now?
Okay. It's a mistake. And we're trying to correct this injustice for years. So what I want to do is urge all of your listeners to please reach out to whoever your senator and congressman is. If you want to know how to do that, please go to MOA.org, Advocacy in Action. every
so Steve every let's do this let's I'd rather organize this because randomly sending people to a website is not going to do it. Here's what I want to do. I want to put you in touch with and look, I don't mean that in any negative way. I'm just saying
no disrespect, I appreciate
I want to get this done. So I need to connect you to Colonel Rutter and to Michael Bowles. So let's make that connection first, because I don't know where that we lost the thread last time you called, but you did call. So thank you for being persistent. Let me put you on hold. I'm going to get you. I'll get your information to Michael Bowles. Let's have this conversation, because I think this requires a concerted effort. Maybe we get something up on the Veterans Network website, and we have a call to action so that you can click on it, put in your hometown, it'll pop up who your member of Congress is with a number and or with an email. We can even create a form that will send them a letter, because the more volume that they get, I can promise you, they do react. But this is also something I'd like to talk to Congressman Jeff Van Drew about. You know, he's a huge veteran advocate. So let's have these conversations. I'm going to put you on a quick hold, Steve. Thank you. It's the Major Richard Starr Act, and I tend to agree. And look, I'm a big fan of Senator Johnson's in Wisconsin. He is one of the good guys. I am a big believer in lowering the federal budget. I was not in favor of the Big Beautiful Bill because it spiked our debt. I mean, we're talking about trillions of dollars. It's completely out of control. That said, priorities. It's why I support Alex Zawicki's bill with Assemblywoman Ara Dunn and Democrat Marissa Sweeney to restore funding up to $5 million for some of the Highlands and Pinelands school districts, because we have the money. We're not spending it the right way. We want to cut. Let's cut the waste and the fraud and the abuse and the pocket lining of these fat cat superintendents. Let's cut that. But you don't cut teachers and classroom materials. You know, we're making the wrong decisions here. And as far as a wounded combat vet, get out of here. Paperwork, you're going to deny these guys medical care and a pension? That's absurd. So I'm with you on this. We're gonna solve this problem together. All right, Jan, you'll be first on the side of the news. Right now it's 9:28. Jan Ursula with your news. Back. 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, I'm gonna get to everybody in a second. Jen and Jill, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Bill.
So thanks, I just found
Bill.
Out you're leaving.
Permanently.
Right?
Jill is out.
Jill is out.
Yep, I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
All right, so you're gone next week.
Yeah.
All right, we'll miss you, but have fun.
Try to be
Send
safe.
Pictures. We saw the drive of the 11-hour drive. Looks awesome. Get gas.
Oh, my God.
And buy those sanitary wipes. Because you're going to want to use those for the restroom.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
It's my tip of the day.
I'm hoping we don't have gas, but we get gas.
Don't have gas, get gas.
All right.
Well played.
Bye, Jilly. Have fun.
All right. Jen, happy Mother's Day. Big plans or no?
I always do my gardening Mother's Day, and then I think we're doing brunch.
Nice.
Sure. Yeah. So it'll be nice. I'm excited.
Yeah. Jody is going to enjoy Mother's Day with Michael. And she comes back Tuesday.
Cool.
Yeah,
very nice.
So, It's gonna be a nice weekend. I'm working this weekend, but so two working days till Monday.
All right, sounds
coming
good.
Up.
See you.
Kathy, you're gonna keep us posted on the Starbucks saga.
Yeah, I already filled out the survey.
How stupid! They sent her a survey.
Thanks for calling.
I would be so.
Oh my God!
Gets worse.
Here's what you can do with your survey.
A survey, right? I think you should call the store and ask for the manager and tell her.
How are you going to make it right?
How are you going to make this right? That is exact. That's it. Because it's not enough.
I wouldn't even call. I'd go to the store.
But who's got time for that?
I've got a lot of stuff to do today, and I don't want it to take up more time.
I think you should call just to see what happens. The manager's going to take your call, and I'm going to win the bet. We'll see you on Monday. $35, I bet the over.
All right.
All right, let's go to Ashley in Chester. Hey, Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm so glad to talk to you.
It has been a long time since we were pulling an apple off the tree at your farm.
Oh, fabulous.
Right?
I'm glad you remember.
Of course I do. It was fantastic. It was great to meet you, and I'm so glad you called. We have to do so much more for our Jersey farmers. And, you know, it's funny. Since that day, you know, I'm on a mission with health food and eating real stuff without the chemicals, etc. And now we only, like, we are very careful and tell everybody, don't buy a shiny apple. They're not actually shiny. If your apple's shiny, that is a bad product that you do not want to ingest. Right?
Yes, the local stuff is better. And, you know, you inspired me. I am applying this year for an eco apple certification, which talks about, like, how little, you know, pesticides we're putting down and trying to really be careful of people's health. It's really important.
It is important. And, you know, they put these petroleum covers on the apples to ship them nationwide. Don't buy an apple if it's not from a local Jersey farm, period.
Yeah, we just don't have to do all of that to our apples to sell them, and that matters.
So tell me about the farm, and you're going to invite people out there.
I've got a thing coming this weekend. I thought you might want to come over, or maybe some of your listeners. I've got the Spring Blossom Festival on Sunday, the 10th, from 10 till 3. And we've got hay rides and vendors and live music and food trucks and lots of gifts for mom.
I love it. I would love to go.
I'm trying to get the place open to the people, you know?
I would love to go, but I'm working. I'm hosting. I'm actually a special guest this weekend, Saturday and Sunday on the show. So I will be in New York for most of the weekend. But give out the name of the farm. It's and the location. Give me the address. And is there a website?
Yeah, this is Riamede Farm, Riamede Farm in Chester, New Jersey. And yes, there's a website. It's RyamedeFarm.com, or find it on Facebook or Instagram. And I'd just love to have people. You know, farms are having a tough year this year with all that freeze and a lot of crop loss. So we're trying to come up with lots of ways to help people get to the farm and support.
Give me a heads up if you've got something coming up as we get into the summer or the early fall. And we will make a plan. I would love to do another meet and greet.
Yeah, send your team over a note.
Yeah, I would love to do that. So you have my assistant, Rosebeth. You have her email?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
I do.
Ashley, good luck this weekend. The farm is Riamede Farm. That's Riamede. And it's RyanEedFarm.com. Check it out. The apples are delicious. The farm is fantastic. And say hi to Ashley when you're there. Ashley, thanks. So nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Phil. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Look, Jersey Farms, that is where it's at. And I mean it, guys. When you see that apple that's all shiny, that's not how God intended the apple to be. You're buying apples that are being trucked across the country, and they put a coating on it. So it's one fine to wash it, but look, you want a good, delicious apple with the fiber and the nutrients, and I love apples. Get them from your Jersey farmers. All right, 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Marty, you hang in there. You'll be first on the other side. Traffic and weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
Oh. 9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. You got to get out of here. So for all the ladies out there, if you are a mom or a mom-to-be, happy Mother's Day. Enjoy it. Really take a nice, relaxing day, and you deserve it. I have often said this, and we'll talk about it a little more next week because I'm out of time today. But, you know, motherhood needs to be respected, admired, upheld, protected, and empowered. And it's something that we have to really take a long look at how our society treats families, moms and dads, and women get the short end of the stick, and it's not right. The job of motherhood is arguably the most important job in our society. All the jobs that the guys are doing, guys, we're just playing catch up, because there is nothing more important than bringing a life into the world and raising that child and being there as a mom. There's a reason why these football players all say hi, mom, when the camera goes to them. So moms, happy Mother's Day. Enjoy it. I'll see you on Monday at 7.